Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Dayton on the radio right now, 37 minutes past 3 o'clock, as we are joined by one of five national award winners from Keystone Oaks, a teacher who has just received a Horace Mann Award for Teaching Excellence, which is one of the highest honors in public education. Please welcome into the program Kevin Gallagher. Kevin, it is great to have you on the program again. How are you?
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it, man. I'm doing great.
The last time we talked, it was under different conditions. Well, it wasn't different conditions because it was snowing like crazy then as well.
It was.
But I didn't remember that. You specifically remembered snow up to your eyeballs with last time we were on.
That's correct. We'll blame us on the week. Everybody can blame us on the weather today.
So evidently, it's like a high pressure and a low pressure kind of thing, and gets together and we make snow, right? The thing that is
right,
so
yeah.
wonderful about this Horace Mann Award is that when you talk about this being Education Week, when you talk about having an opportunity to honor teachers, and it's Kevin Gallagher, it's Stephanie Ballard from South Dakota, it's Natalie Johnson Berry from Kansas, it's Teresa Mann, who is from New Jersey, it's Lee Perez, who is from Nebraska. I mean, these five receiving this award, do you kind of look back at this, and whether it was an email or a phone call when they notified you and said, well, wait a second, I think you got a wrong number or a wrong address. I mean, with all due respect, Kevin, you're good, but one of the five best in the country, that's unbelievable praise, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It came as a shock to me, like when Rich Askey, the president of PSEA, called me on the phone and told me that I was the first teacher from Pennsylvania to receive the award, and that I was going to Washington, D.C. in May, and, you know, there was a prize attached to it, and I was going to be recognized, and it was going to be a whole lot of media obligations like this. So it's exciting. Again, you know, I'm honored, proud of my district. You know, again, positive recognition for Keystone Oaks. I went to school there. I've been teaching there for 26 years. So any positive, positive attention I can get for the district, you know, I take pride in that.
Did you always love math? Did you always love computers? Or was math the first thing and then you gravitated toward computers? Help me understand that.
So math was always my first, you know, I wanted it since eighth grade. I wanted to be a math teacher. I kind of liked how, you know, my teachers were helping me, you know, and then through coaching, like I liked the idea of, you know, coaching, you know, maybe the weakest person in the room to, you know, get them strong too, and kind of paying attention to what everybody's strengths and weaknesses were. I continue to do that, and I kind of fell in love with that throughout the process. And you know, through high school, I was always my friend's tutor. You know, even when some of them went to college, I was helping them with math. So, you know, that was always the thing for me. I taught 6 years at Keystone Oaks Middle School, and then another 14 at the high school. Was like a traditional math teacher, you know, math courses that, you know, everybody usually takes: Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2, Pre-Calc, Calc, different things like that. And then one day, my administration asked me, hey, do you want to teach computer science? And I had taken a slight interest in it. I took a class in college, and I wasn't really thrilled about the syntax of it. I liked the process, the mathematical process behind it. The syntax wasn't always a thing for me. But, you know, I kind of did what everybody else does when they get something like that. They Google, you know, how do I teach computer science, basically. And next thing you know, I was going to training, and I was meeting all kinds of people all over the country that were kind of in the same boat as me, that were just kind of thrown into this because it's an up-and-coming thing. The world is changing. And next thing I know, it allowed me to do all the things that I love to do in my classroom even more. It was an open book as far as, You know, if a student wanted to be a radio host, they could do a coding exercise on being a radio host. So it's like it personalizes the learning for every student in my classroom. There was never a conversation where a student goes, when am I ever going to use this? It's basically the opposite of that. It's when am I not going to use this? Mm-hmm. So, you know, those kinds of difficult conversations that I used to have on a daily basis with my students became easy, seamless, and it allowed for us to grow. We won a female diversity award last year for one of the top schools in Pennsylvania and across the country for female diversity in computer science. So we were one of three schools to do that in Pennsylvania and 61 across the country. So we were recognized for that. And, you know, these recognitions continue to build based on, you know, computer science. So it's cool stuff.
Who taught you how to teach?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's one of those things where I'm a kind of person where, you know, you hear somebody talk to you and you're like, I like that or I don't like that. And those things have built over time since, you know, eighth grade. You know, Ms. Lutz was my eighth grade algebra teacher, and I kind of like how he does this. And then I started paying attention. Like, you know, one of my football coaches when I was younger, Dave Colley, same thing. I like how he coaches. And then I just started doing that with literally every, you know, teacher that would teach me or every coach that would coach me. My dad has a big impact on me, obviously, with coaching. You know, those kinds of things, I just kept building. And even today when I hear somebody talk, I try to find one thing to use from that. And it's nice with the internet, there's always, you know, somebody posting a cool quote or something like that. So, you know, I use all of that stuff. I'm just not someone who closes the door. You know, I'm back in grad school at 48 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm still continuing to learn. And, you know, I don't have an end to this. I'm just going to keep going until my career is over.
Kevin Gallagher, he is a math and computer science teacher at Keystone Oaks, one of five Horace Mann Award winners for teaching excellence. And again, been some pretty heady company to think that you are one of five. What are you going to do with a $10,000 prize?
Well, my wife won't like this, but she's probably out how much has it spent. Yeah, I'm kidding. No, so I am back in grad school, so that's part of it. And we plan to use some of it for personal use. But, you know, allowing me to, you know, I have an endless, you know, for resources for my classroom that I, you know, a lot of times will fork over myself,
yep,
different things like that for, yep, just like little things. The district does it. The district is very good at supporting our teachers at Keystone Oaks with resources. But, you know, every once in a while, you know, need a little bit of, you know, maybe once in a while that pops up that,
yeah,
that I'm not supposed to have in my room that ends up in my room.
Yeah.
But it's like things like that, that add up over time. But, you know, it's all good for, you know, it allows me to more easily pursue my higher degree, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
If you need any help getting ready for the documentary video that they're going to shoot on you, let me know. I know a couple of people who can help you get ready for that. All right.
It appears that a lot of people know more about this than I do, but yeah, they'll be actually filming. It's funny you should say that. They're actually filming December 8th at Keystone Oaks, and they are going to film our, we sponsor a club called Girls Who Code.
Yep.
And we are actually sponsoring a coding night for all elementary schools and middle school in our community. Where parents and students can come in and spend an hour coding with each other.
It's awesome.
We've got some prizes, you know, different things like that. So, you know, that's one of the things that's going to be highlighted in the documentary. And, you know, they're going to follow me around for Thursday and Friday that week and watch me teach again.
Kevin, I'm very happy for you. Congratulations. Well-deserved. Congratulations.
Thanks, Rick, and go Gators.
Yep, we sure appreciate it. There he is, Keystone Oaks teacher Kevin Gallagher, winning a Horace Mann Award for teaching excellence, one of just five in the U.S., right here in Pittsburgh. Not surprised.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.